You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN on a Football Friday. Divisional round of the playoffs this weekend in the NFL. And with the snow coming down here in the New York area, and tomorrow expected to be just as cold as it's been the last couple of days, there's nothing better than just be home, sit on the couch, and watch some football. And that's what we'll get this weekend. And so that's part of the conversation today, along with Marcus Stroman's first words as a Yankee, along with the Knicks somehow at least pulling out a win last night, although there were some things to be worried about. A lot of things to get to. Bart Scott in his busy day. Get up, first take, and now, of course, here on his show. Good Friday morning, or good Friday afternoon, I should say, to you, Bart Scott.
It's all the same when you wake up. You know how it is. You've been there when you wake up this early. It's all one long day together.
You're delirious. Yeah, yeah. Well, where are you at today now? Because I found it interesting that you said it yesterday on the show, but then you brought it to Get Up, and you got that when you talked about Jerry Jones.
Yep.
And you talked about how the Mike McCarthy conversation, which has been one that has carried throughout the week, and you said that I'm not trying to kill him, but he doesn't have a lot of time left, meaning you're just referencing his age.
Yeah, and he says that all the time himself.
Right. Well, the panel on Get Up was, whoa, But then Stephen A., I thought, did the right thing, who obviously knows Jerry pretty well. He has been on the private plane with me.
Yeah, man.
So he then said, no, they were wrong, you were right, and he himself has said it too, that there is an urgency even more than ever to win. Because when you're in your 80s, you kind of know that I'm closer to the end than I am to the beginning, right?
Yeah, that's
a real thing.
And at some point, Steven and the family might say, hey, it's time for you to step away. It's not good for your health. I mean, we're talking about, not being able to or not wanting to allow Joe Biden to run the country, and we're talking about the age of him and Donald Trump. Well, Jerry's older than both of them.
He and Biden.
Football's stressful.
Never mind.
What I'm saying is football is stressful. It's not good for people that's older at some time. Did you see Jimmy Johnson? Jimmy Johnson, I was concerned when Jimmy Johnson went off in there, like, man.
Yeah, halftime on Fox, like, Jimmy Johnson said, what would I say in the locker room? And then he went off. Yeah, that went viral.
Yeah, I mean, was I the only one who was concerned for Jimmy? When you look at his blood pressure, his eyes, like he's going to have a damn stroke.
Finally got in the Ring of Honor, and now he's just going
to lose
his mind. But anyway, so you had yourself an eventful morning, of course.
Always, right? Did you see what I said about Ant-Man? And like,
Yes, and I agree with you.
ESPN took it down.
Took it down?
It was up, and then people made comments.
Down?
It was they put it on Get Up, the thing.
What do you mean took it down?
It's not there anymore. It was a clip.
Oh, you mean on social media?
Yeah, it was a clip.
So they put a post on social media of you saying that he's the next face. He could be the next face of the league after LeBron, right?
I said he's our best. He's America's best chance to be the face, right? Which meaning that our best players in basketball are foreigners, and LeBron James is the best American that we have. And when LeBron retires, the next guy that could carry the torch could be Anthony Edwards. He's a great actor. He's a great personality, and he's a baller. And if you look at what he's done in 3 years and how he's playing his third year in the league, like Steph Curry wasn't playing like this his third year in the league. Like, he was injured his first couple with the ankle injury.
Yeah, now his team's got a win, which they've been doing during the regular season.
But his team's number one. But you look at Anthony Edwards, his team's number one.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
In the
West.
He's
a spectacular player.
He's spectacular. So, and people look, and this is what I hate, because this is low-hanging fruit.
What's that?
People who have never played any sport tell me to stick to football. Well, excuse me, sir. What sport did you play? Did you play in the NBA? I always find that amusing that they feel like they can have an opinion about the NBA and it can be valid and they can call into shows and they can make comments, but they've never played any professional sport. Now, I tell my – they may or may not know that I did play basketball 4 years, and I did have a basketball scholarship. But that I digress. That what makes you think you can have an opinion, but I should stick to football, then you should stick to earning clothes or construction or architecture, whatever the hell you do for a living.
First of all, don't worry about that stuff because, I mean
– I thought what I said was very thoughtful and very thought out.
I don't think there were a lot of people that would disagree with you, but those, of course, that you know are fans of other people. You know how everybody gets when it comes to sports stuff. But why
Anthony Edwards, who is it?
All right, but why they took it down, though,
yeah, it's crazy.
Is I think because there was no video attached to it, and
yes,
normally that's what they like to do.
Well, okay.
It was a panel with a quote. But
well, he was reading over highlights, so it was Anthony Edwards' highlights.
Yeah, and I guess that's why they just, you know, who knows? But it's not there now, you're right. But I don't disagree with you. You and I have said this about him because of his charisma.
Who's
and his
better
talent.
Than him? Jason Tatum is probably the only player that you can say is just
but
as good
you,
as him
but
as
again,
American talent.
Face of a league.
And he's younger than him.
But never mind the age even. Bart, face of a league has to do with more than just being a really good player. And the problem is that too many, especially in the NBA, I think NBA fans, by the way, are way too much in their feelings more than any other sport. They get so like caught up in tunnel vision with their sport that they have no idea how to take the wide angle view, right? The aerial view I always talk about. Mm-hmm. Get up in the helicopter, look down, you'll see it from a different perspective. They can't do that about their sport. And so when you say that, they start giving you people that could never be the face of the sport because they lack some other things.
Right.
And one of them is charisma.
Yes.
That's one of the biggest.
Like,
and Jason
like
Tatum
Trump.
Is
like
a
Mike
great
Trump.
Player.
Yeah.
He has no charisma. None. He doesn't sell. That's
Don't
a fact.
Nothing.
But Celtics fans love him. Why? He's a talent. He's an incredible talent. He is such a good player. And he's got the cool story with his son, and you see his boy, and that's a cute little thing as well. But when it comes to box office, I'm buying a ticket because this guy's a show. Give me a guy under 25 years old that is more of a show than Anthony Edwards. And if you tell me Victor Wembanyama, my man's got to win first.
And he's a foreigner.
And
obviously I said American.
He's not North American. And I'm sorry. It is just a real thing. It is going to be incredibly difficult for anyone who is not a North American, or even just a U.S.-born player, very hard to make them the face of a league that is based in the U.S. It's just hard to do. That's a real thing, and if you're a basketball fan and you take offense to it, that's a you problem. Because I'm a basketball guy my whole life. I cover the league, I'm involved in the league, and I care a lot about it. But I also know there's a reality to it. So what Bart said is not crazy. It's not stupid. It's not a football guy take who doesn't know basketball, because I know he does. It is simply a logical take about a player that checks all the boxes that is missing from a lot of the young players in the league today. He's got it all. The one thing that he's missing, Bart, is he plays
hardware.
In Minnesota. No,
yeah.
He plays in Minnesota.
Yeah. For now.
Michael Jordan didn't have hardware yet, and he was already becoming the face of a sneaker, of a brand, of a generation. Then he started winning championships. Then he was off the charts. But
listen,
Edwards already proved to you in a movie.
I saw Space Jams. He's better. He's better.
Well, I'm saying, Anthony Edwards wasn't even the main character in the movie, but yet he was stealing scenes. Like, he's got charisma. There's a lot about him to like, and then it's how he plays. And then last night's game, oh, my God, the performance that he put on. Throw it off the backboard and dunk it. Are you kidding me? In the midst of a game? Like, this is, to me, that's a showman. That's a show. That's box office. And if you are a surface fan of the NBA, if you are a surface sports fan, you want to know more about him. If you're an NBA fan, if you're a diehard basketball fan, you – that's the problem. Those are the ones that will comment to you, Bart. Don't listen to them. You ignore those people because those people don't matter with an opinion like this. They are too close to the situation.
I can't even think of another American player that's even close. What, Boncaro?
Come on. Paolo Boncaro is a good player, but you're not
Lonzo,
running to Orlando
LaMelo
can't
LaMelo?
Sell out. And they're
LaMelo?
A good team.
LaMelo? Who?
Yeah, LaMelo, if he stayed healthy, would be. I always said LaMelo Ball has the charisma, He's got the pizzazz in his game. He's got all the glitz and the glamour, and he's got a young fan base that absolutely loves him. All the Twitch streamers, they love him. So, yes, but the problem with that dude, his team sucks, and he always gets hurt. That's the thing holding him back. Otherwise, I love that kid. I love his game. I love his personality. He's got a little something about him. Yes, he could be too, but he's always hurt. So you can't put him there yet until he gives me a 75 to 80 game season and make the playoffs and have a couple of moments. He hasn't had that. So right now, you saying Anthony Edwards is not crazy. It's not crazy at all. And I defy anybody to give me another name. And if you give me Wembanyama, I'm telling you, you are not paying attention. His team's not good. He looks still rickety. He has moments, yes, where you're like, wow. But I think he's more of
Chet Holmgren's better than him. I like Chet Holmgren better than him.
And Chet ain't selling tickets. Chet ain't selling tickets, right, man. He ain't doing it. He ain't selling tickets. You have to be a basketball
and
fan.
And Shane Gilley's from Canada.
And also, Oklahoma City, not a lot of charisma.
But he's Canadian, right?
Yeah, he is, but that doesn't matter.
Okay.
That doesn't matter. Like there's – because he did play American college.
De'Anthony Fox?
De'Aaron?
De'Aaron, like, that's what I'm saying. Where are we going? My point. So I'm right back to Anthony Edwards.
Yes, and I'm with you. I'm not denying – the Jason Tatum's – Tatum is a – he's an MVP candidate on the best team in the league, and he's just kind of meh. He's meh. And I'm not talking about his game – because everybody needs to understand this, Bart. Mm-hmm. The game, it's like when you talk about face of a league, it goes beyond your talent. You know how hard it is to be the face of the league? Yeah. LeBron James carried that torch for years, and he did it. Why? Because he became somebody that on Good Morning America, they know what he is. You just say LeBron. Like on shows like that, you just say his name. And everybody knows who you're talking about. The whole country knows who he is. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't say Jason Tatum on Good Morning America without having to say Boston Celtics star Jason Tatum. Oh, the Celtics. Oh, he plays for the Celtics. Like, most people don't know who he is. When you are somebody that is recognized outside of your sport, then you're the face of the sport. And that's why Steph Curry moved into the category. Because he became also recognized outside of the sport, beyond the game. He was no longer thought of as just a sports star. The guy's just a star. And that's a hard status to have. Magic had it, right? I think Magic had Bird, it more than Bird. I don't think Bird had it as much.
Michael
had it, right? Like there's very few people
Deion had it.
Like that very few have it, man. And he has it. He's got it. Now, he's not there yet, but you said could be.
Right.
You didn't say is. That's the key part here. He's got all the things to get him there. Now, of course, he's got to have the success that vaults him to the very top. And that's the question is, can it happen in Minnesota for him?
That's going to be interesting, right? I know he's already signed his contract, right? He's already signed an extension.
Well, they all sign the rookie extension because you get max.
Right,
but from there, you see, at some point he'll have to decide if this is where I want to be or do I need to get to a higher platform. Like, I think Giannis isn't the face, obviously. He's one of – now, he's, again, an international player. But I don't think he's a standalone Giannis. But Giannis has started to move into the realm of – being recognized beyond the game of basketball. It's there, but he's not there. But he does have some charisma. He's got a little something about him.
His dad jokes, stuff like that.
All that stuff.
Personality.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of that.
But doesn't really have a signature shoe that everybody's wearing. Because Kyrie was like that. Uncle Drew, when he did Uncle Drew and all that stuff.
Kyrie was heading there.
He was a great actor, and he went crazy.
And then he went to – right.
He went Kanye.
He just went the other way. And that's all right. That's what he chose to do.
I love that. I loved him, Uncle Drew, man.
I mean, but that's what you just said. What you said wasn't crazy. 800-919-3776, of course, to be part of the conversation. We start with a little bit of hoop here.
Crazy.
But we also have plenty of football to get to. But Rodney in Harlem, Bart, has an idea of who might be a face for the future. Go ahead, Rodney.
Hey, guys. I love your show always. I'm going to throw a name that isn't in the league yet, but they're already hyping him up. What do you guys think about Cooper Flagg?
Bart, you know about Cooper Flagg?
He's a guy that's getting a lot of hype right now, and he's a guy that could, if his game transitions to the NBA, he's a dude that could possibly be one of those faces of the league.
I've heard the name, but I'm not familiar with the game.
Okay, Cooper Flagg and Rodney, that's a good one now. It's going to be a couple of years now. He just committed to Duke. He's 17 years old. I think he grew up in Maine or something like that. So he's got a little
bit of
a
country. Don't he got a big old NIL deal already or something
probably,
like that?
Probably, yeah. But he's a 6'9 kid that, like, if you've watched the highlights, it doesn't look fair. Like, he looks ridiculous.
Well, you know, I'm a fan of the Boozer twins, man.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about, and I know why Rodney's saying this. He's a white kid.
Gotcha.
And he's 6'9", good-looking kid, amazing athlete, does the things that make people jump out of the bleachers and run onto the court in the middle of the game, like he does that.
Yeah. He's one of those kids.
Yeah, he went to Duke, so there's a little bit of sketchiness right away because it's like, oh, you chose Duke, did you? You know what I mean? Like, like you are, you want to go that route? All right. Like, you didn't want to go to UNC, you know, where maybe you get a little more soul, but okay, you went to Duke, so you're going to be that guy.
He's going to be Lechner.
No. Like I said, he's got a specialness to his game. Now, I don't know about his personality. I've never seen him. He's 17, so how much personality could he possibly have where, you know, now all of a sudden you start to see the marketability of the, you know, again, what Anthony Edwards is showing you. But there's somebody to watch for sure, you know, next couple of years once he gets into the league.
Yes, thanks a lot, Zion, for letting us down.
And Zion should have been that one. You're right. Zion should have been it. He had everything. He checked all the boxes.
He had the hype from
million-dollar smile,
yeah.
Right? All that stuff. The different
flair.
Look about him. And, yeah, no, that has not lived up. That has not lived up.
Well, we had Ja for a second, but he can't stay out of trouble.
I never thought Ja would get to face, though. I never thought he'd get to face
Mark.
Of the league.
His flair, they were trying to build him as the next Allen Iverson.
Exactly. Iverson was more of a face of the culture of the sport,
yeah,
not necessarily
true.
Face of the sport. Does that make
sense? The number one guy, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that. But at the time, it was still Michael, and then eventually it was going to be handed right off.
There was Shaq and Kobe.
Kobe,
it was really,
yeah.
Kobe. Kobe was the clean cut.
Kobe never really had a warmness about him until he got older. You know, remember, Kobe was kind of cold. Like, he wasn't...
Yeah.
You know, like, he was a no-nonsense, cold personality. He was not somebody that was warm. He got older, and that's when you started to really fall in love with the personality and the mentality and all the things. He became a teacher. But early on, we got to remember, younger Kobe was not really like that. And then Shaq was, but he's kind of goofy. He was more of like a
– He's lovable. He was like – Greg Oden had a chance to be the next Shaq.
It's Greg Oden.
He was so funny, man. When he on the BET Awards, he had a little bow tie and he was playing the piano.
Oh, that's true.
He was so funny, man. He was so funny.
That's true.
Great personality. Just the injuries just stripped us of what he could have been.
Never had a chance. Yeah, Jay is in Patterson. Jay.
Damn, Jay out there in the cold, man.
I'm here.
Take us off speaker, Jay.
Yeah,
you all got us on
speaker?
Speaker,
though, man. People in their cars are just.
Listen, I got a couple of points about Anthony Edwards.
We can't do this like that.
Can you take us off? That sounded
terrible. Like, you can't do a speaker, and you can't do, what is that thing now if you're wearing the AirPods that it?
Yeah, the air. It could have been AirPods.
Any of the sound.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
Sounds
it's like echo.
You.
It's like he's in the back. Yeah,
that was bad. That was bad audio. But anyways, like I mean, look. Bottom line is, I had no problem with what you said. I can't believe people were like that mad about it, that they were saying things like, you don't know what you're talking about, or stick to football. Stick to football. Are you crazy?
Right.
Like, clearly you don't know anything about Anthony Edwards then, if you're telling me that he doesn't have that ability to be a face of the league. The league doesn't have a face, man. It doesn't.
Player,
when LeBron goes and Steph Curry goes, who is it?
Yeah.
You don't tell me Jokic. He don't want to be it.
But, yo, remember, I said American.
Well, and I do think that stuff matters. But honestly, like, and
we can't have all the best players, the top five best players in our league, being from another continent.
Well, you can.
What I'm saying is, we know, like, marketing, they want to be able to have something to sell home, just the same way that they want to have something to sell. Can't be Luka, Jokic. Somebody got to push the title. Somebody, never in our game has our top five players arguably been from a, not born in America. It's our sport. Well, it was made in Canada, but you know what I mean.
The point is that it has become international, but now it's almost become overwhelmingly international.
Yeah, like, whoa, like, yeah. Who's the top vote getters in the All-Star game? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're right about exactly. him. And by the way, that's from the Knicks' perspective.
It used to just be Yao Ming, but that's because he had, you know, because they made everybody vote.
They stuffed the ballot box, is what you're saying? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, they probably had AI before AI was even introduced.
Allen Iverson? I mean, think about this right now. The top four scorers in the league, Joel Embiid from Cameroon, who's now American, though, I will say. Remember, he did.
Stop that. Man, he better take his ass and play for Cameroon. Don't be trying to come over here because LeBron said we need help because we got our ass kicked
Joel
in the World
Embiid
Championship.
Joel is now a proud American.
Man.
He's American. His name is now Joel, not Joel.
They should have put all the African people together.
Luka
Anybody
Doncic.
From Africa should have came together. Should have been him, the Anthony
So you
Kupos.
Want to go back to the conversation where the continent should be allowed to compete.
Just against America. If you're from a small place where you're the only person from there, like if you're from Cameroon, ain't nobody else in the league from Cameroon, then you need to go. You can go ahead.
How far back are you going here? Like, do you have to be born there? Or if your parents are from there but you were born here, you still have to go and play for Africa in this USA versus. Remember there was USA for Africa, that we are the world? Now you want USA versus Africa on the basketball court? Is that what you want?
Yeah, I think that's a fair fight. Because you got to get them at least 12 players.
Now you're going to have a problem with guys
Are the Antetokounmpos going to play for Africa?
They're Greek.
They defected from Africa.
But he's Greek, though. His nationality.
But he defected from Africa.
See what I mean? But his last name is.
You got all the Canadians. You got.
Can I get back to my
Wiggins?
Point?
Yes, you can.
Okay. The top four scorers in the league are all international players. Embiid, Doncic, Antetokounmpo, and Gilgeous Alexander. The first American-born player in the scoring is Kevin Durant.
And he's 75.
And he's 100 years old. Right? But that's where you are right now. You know, I just see it. You know, Jalen Brunson is now 11th in the league in scoring.
He dropped.
That's amazing. No, he dropped. He's up to
11th. I thought you were talking about in All-Star voting.
Well, he had 40 last night. I didn't realize he was up to 11th in scoring. No, he's still 6th in voting, which, like I said, I'm done with that. I've given up. Knicks fans don't care.
You raised the white flag.
That's it. They don't care. They clearly don't care. They don't want to, like, give him any kind of love. They just – so that's it. He's – Now we'll see if he gets chosen. And I don't know if it's going to be him or Randall, but I don't know how you do both.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do both. Well, anyways, I felt like bringing that up because that became such a big deal. And I had no idea they took the post down.
Yeah,
surprising
man.
To me. You know?
They didn't believe in it.
What'd you watch last night? Did you watch the Knick game?
Watched a little bit.
Why did you only watch a little bit?
Because I was watching Gigi play basketball.
How'd she do?
She rushed a lot of shots. I was mad at her because she didn't use her size. I'm like, Gigi, why are you rushing? You know, she missed like some, like maybe 8 bunnies. She should have had an extra 16 points.
So she's like a little too anxious?
Yeah, as soon as she got it. I'm like, Gigi, like, do you know who Jokic is? Do you know who Doncic is? They don't let people speed them up. Like, gather yourself. They shorter than you and they weigh less than you.
Yep.
Like, put that ass on them, man. Lean into them and just get them up off of you. And you're a southpaw.
Oh, and she's a lefty. That's
yes.
right.
Yes.
Does she know how to do a little jump hook, little lefty jump hook?
That's what I was trying to get. Yeah. Well, she knew she's, you know, off the glass. You know, all the girls off the glass. But she was shooting it too high. I'm like, how are you missing the square, baby?
Well, that's just a game.
Like, you rushing. Why are you letting them rush you?
All right. Who's the coach? We got to have a talk.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
She's one of the all-time leading scorers in her school's history or something.
The coaches?
Yeah, she's about 25.
All right. But still, if you recognize that early in the game, you want to call a timeout, tell her to take a breath.
Yeah, and the other team was speeding them up. Well, she couldn't play in the first half because – she missed practice because her Sweet 16 was last week.
Just one practice, though. You can't get some shots up?
Yeah.
You have a gym at your house. Get some shots up.
She got 2 rooms. She got 1 outdoor and 1 indoor.
Well, it's too cold and snowy outdoor.
But she got the indoor one.
Yeah. So, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Get some shots up, right? All right. We have to have a talk. See, again, if I live near you,
she
I'd
need
have
to pop
Gigi.
Her nails off. She
I'd have
nails
Gigi
on.
Doing
she
drop
popped,
steps.
She popped 3 of them off. Yes.
I would
do
have
all
her,
that. Reverse face up. Get to the
please.
Left hand.
Inside
baby
pivot.
Hook, bam.
Little short J. Little Dirk Nowitzki inside pivot. One leg.
She got all that.
Oh, forget it. You know,
man,
I'm telling you, the bag.
She's 6'2", like 210.
I know.
What are we talking about?
I don't know if she's 210. That's, yeah, she I probably wouldn't put that out there, though.
No.
I wouldn't say she's 210.
Her mom is 5'11", like 180. Deckhams. All the right place.
Just saying, putting the weight out there. I think that.
But she's tall. That's not. Listen.
6'2", 210 for a man is big.
Yes.
Right.
She's 6'2". You know what I'm saying?
Now, can she dance?
Yeah, she can dance a little bit. A
little bit? Like, yeah, Gigi is a good dancer, decent dancer?
She can't dance like her cousin. Her cousin's a professional dancer.
Well, I'm not saying professionally. I just mean, is she light on her feet enough to be able to dance?
Yeah.
Good coordination, all that stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, solid with all that.
Let me tell you something. I will get her a bag. Her game with just 3-4 moves.
That's what I was telling her.
She'll have, like, Louis Vuitton bag kind of game.
That's what I was telling her. Baby jump,
it's so
hook,
easy to
face
teach
up,
this.
Little floater.
Yeah, with her size in the high school level?
I told her pump fake. These little kids, they pump fake.
What are you pump faking for if she's 6'2"? You ain't pump faking for anybody.
But I'm saying pump fake, get them up there to get her feet set.
Oh, okay.
Get herself grounded. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Come to balance, right, baby.
You know what? She's
going to come see Uncle Han.
Yeah, we got to get on the court together.
She'll come
20
see Uncle
minutes,
Han.
25 minutes, and get it right.
Come to Uncle Han, man.
Yeah.
Let's get this read right.
You got to read. 800-919-3776 is the number. All right, so it is, of course, Divisional Round weekend, and we will get into the football conversation. Of course, what the Knicks did last night was a win, but it was a lot harder than it needed to be, and a issue with this roster is starting to be exposed. So we'll get into all that with you. We got your calls coming up, but first, Bart, tell us about Sansone Auto Mall.
Yeah, man, Bart Scott here. You have to check out Sansone Auto Mall for yourself. I mean, it's the largest auto mall in all of New Jersey. You get to choose from almost 2,000 new and pre-owned vehicles across 10 top brands, Nissan, Toyota, Kia, Jeep, Mazda, Hyundai, and more. Sansone works with you to fit within your budget. Credit issues, Sansone does it all. They'll get you approved. Sansone works with over 20 banks, so you can have more financing options. Tell them Bart Scott sent you, and they'll take an extra $1,000 off of your next vehicle. Sansone Auto Mall, Route 1 in Woodbridge. Visit Sansone.com or call 1-800-SANSONE today to get on the road. Might need some 4x4. It's a little snowy out there. Brandy!
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. A major weekend of big football action on tap for this weekend. So what quarterback is under the most pressure? That was a topic covered early this morning on DPH on Rothenberg.
If you lose at home to Patrick Mahomes, it's upsetting. If you're the one seed, you've been on a bye, you lose at home to CJ Stroud, a rookie quarterback, you're never going to get to the Super Bowl if you're Lamar Jackson.
Doesn't feel like that. I mean, also, he's got his playoff record, he's 1-3 in the playoffs, too.
Right.
So he'll have two MVPs now, one of those being unanimous. I don't know what's going to happen this season, but at some point, you got to take that next step, right? Like, I mean, MVPs are great, but home field until you get to the Super Bowl, and then on top of that, as good as this defense is, you actually got weapons now. Looks like Mark Andrews could be back. This is it.
And that's brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up, 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, Who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Dolly Parton's birthday today, Bart. Mm. 78.
Dolly in the ring honor. See, I ain't trying to bury Dolly.
Still would, though.
I ain't trying to bury Dolly. Everybody think I'm trying to bury Jerry. I'm just saying. No. At 81, 82, don't you want to go do something else? 85? If Jerry get 85, you think he want to be the day-to-day dealing with that?
First of all, if we can all just speak as grown-ups without clutching our pearls every time somebody says something like that, understand something. If you hit 80, like, first of all, I will tell myself,
still have your
if
facilities
I hit 80,
together.
Like all the, pretty much almost the men in my family, like as far as my grandfathers and my father, didn't get past 61, right? So for me, if I touch 80,
Lifetime Achievement Award.
I'm like, wow, okay, I made it, and now I'm like, whatever, like, to me, that's like...
bonus.
Everything is, it's literally bonus at that point, right? Like, you know at that point you hit that, that's a good run. Am I wrong to say 80's not a good run?
It's a hell of a run.
After that, it's house money.
I mean, look at all the rich people that have, like, 80. You think about Jim Brown, you think about... Bill Russell. You
seriously
think about all the great actors.
I want to know from people.
People that we lost.
Am I wrong to say that 80 is a good run and everything after that is house money? I'm not saying that it's time to go. I'm just saying that for me personally, after seeing grandfathers and my own dad not make it past 61, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, that would be I wouldn't even know what to do with my 80. My God, please. I'll take that.
Just hope you still got somebody to spend your time with and your life with. Hope you still got a significant other.
And anybody that would say to me, like, well, you know, you don't have much left. What am I going to argue with them? Yeah, I know. That's why.
What do you mean? I got 40 left. What are we talking about?
And if I did own a sports team or something like that, I'm like, we need to get to some winning right now.
Yeah,
like, please. I'm aware of it.
You wake up every day surprised. Like,
You think Jerry wants to be sitting there in a chair, drooling, being fed something that is obviously soft enough for him to eat?
Eat your potatoes.
And somebody say to him, "Hey, Jerry, we won the Super Bowl."
Exactly. He wants to be able to talk stuff.
He wants to be aware of this.
Who's the oldest actress out there right now? Old girl's still there. She still got her facilities of. Florence from Jefferson's, I think she's like 96.
Really?
Yeah.
96?
Yeah, Marla Gibbs. Yep.
Marla Gibbs. Tom, you looking that up right now? Marla Gibbs.
I don't think we lost her. We lost Cicely Tyson at what, 90?
I don't know. All I know is Dolly Parton's 78, and she performed on Thanksgiving in Dallas.
And she has some Daisy Dukes on.
And who knew that that was going to be the highlight of the Dallas Cowboys season?
Marla Gibbs, 92, still with us.
Yeah. Yep. See?
God bless
her. Bart Scott says no lies.
God bless her. Hey, it's Football Friday on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by Bet365. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Let's take Tessa and Wes Caldwell. Hey, Tess.
Hey, guys. I just want to say, first of all, I'm so happy I can call in my Lakers one Wednesday. We're finally back up to 500. 21-21, but I'm still scared. We need talent. I don't even know what's going to happen this year.
DeAndre,
you got to be
DeAndre.
They're going to be aggressive to set the deadline.
I feel like the Yankees. Like, you know, you need talent. You can't just hold on to your name. Come on, get some talent. That's how I feel about the Yankees.
But they got to the Western Conference
Finals
last year, though.
And it's crazy.
We just won that N Cup thing. It's like they can just turn it on when they want to. But you can't keep losing all these games.
They're 10th right now in the West. 10th. Like, that's crazy.
It was the top eight, right? It's top eight, though, right?
Yes, they'd be in the play-in again. They'd be in the last play-in, and they'd have to win two to get into the playoffs. If the season, now remember, we're at the midpoint, right? We're at the midpoint of the season. They're 21-21. That's 42 games, so it's one game into the second half of the season, technically. And if the season ended right now, they would have to win two games just to make the playoffs. Crazy.
Sam, my head hurt. But what Bart was saying earlier about the new phase of the NBA, that's why sometimes even the people that are haters like Bart on LeBron, He is the face. He is everything that we're describing right now. And you're right. I think Anthony Edwards is the closest that can maybe, you know, a little bit try to step into those shoes, because you do need to be a dynamic person inside and out, on the court, off the court. And that's how important. I think people will really, like the haters, I think they'll really appreciate LeBron when he do retire, because what he's doing is like inhuman. It's like insane, the numbers he's still putting up at 30. It's crazy. Like,
I don't think
people understand what he's doing. This is insane. And he's just a good guy. Bart, listen, I already know today is off because of the snow and it's rain, but I'm not even joking with you. Like, if we don't go out to dinner by February sometime, and if Alan don't stop acting scared, I'm scared. I don't even know.
What? Listen. We put it. See, this is what we came up with, Tussle.
Yeah, we put it in a request.
We talked to our management, and what we said we're going to do, since Alan is working like crazy. I'm good.
He's done.
He said we're going to try and go to a basketball game. That way you can meet Alan. We try and get into the towel suite. And then we're trying to go to Blue Ribbon across the street from the Garden. That's a nice little spot in that building where the new Lifetime is. You know what I'm saying? Eat some good food. And then go over to the game and watch the Knicks. And then come back. So we're trying to get them the days when they can get us the suite. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't be sitting in no regular seats, Tussle.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I definitely cannot.
Right? And so we're trying to make sure it's you and the guests. And then when Alan can't come, we're going to bring my man Jake that's behind the board. So that's what we've been working on.
Right.
So we're working on that. We just waiting for the management to get back.
Remember, Jake said he don't know why he wasn't invited from the beginning.
Yeah, that is true.
He took that personally.
Don't forget, Alan keeps trying to play us out like he don't know how he got into this. But Alan, you was into it when we first made the bet. Alan got to come too, and he was okay. But Alan just, he don't care about me no more.
That's why we're going to do it in Alan's house, which is the Madison Square Garden, so that he can come through.
Alan just is never home at night. Because I'm always at work somewhere.
When it's cold outside, just come to me.
Right? Now you guys just come to me.
So that's what we're working on, Tessa. We're trying to get the dates that they can get us tickets and the dates that's available. And then we're going to tell you the dates. And then we're going to make it happen, Captain.
We definitely going to make it happen. Because I'm going to tell you right now, that's definitely made my day. But this whole week has been the best week of my life, because them dirty birds finally got clipped, and those dusty Cowboys is what we always knew they were. Trash in the postseason. I'm so happy this week, but I do agree, like, Jerry Jones, he definitely wants to win a championship before, like, you know, he, you know, can't appreciate it, but it's not going to happen. Nothing's going to change the Cowboys. Three seasons straight in a row, winning 12 games with the best defense. They just have all the weapons. It's just a mentality. They're never going to get over that hump. They like how Cincinnati used to be back in the day.
Yep.
They like how Atlanta used to be back in the day with Matt Ryan. Like, they just look so amazing and dynamic, but they can never get over the hump. And that's going to be them. That's going to be them Cowboys. That's why he kept it with McCarthy, because when they lose again next year, he's going to blame it on him and fire him. They're never going to get over the hump.
See, but the crazy thing is, Tessa, when he does that, it won't be all these great coaches available, because they're going to be in their new spots. So Pete Carroll may be gone. Vray will be contracted. All these good coaches will be gone. That's the issue.
That's the risk. That's definitely
Wink. When you feel like your hat in the ring with the coaching, because I'm going to be honest with you right now. I liked Wink. So I'm just so upset that we got to get a new DC. We got to get I heard we got the running back coach from the Saints. But I'm just like upset. Like, I just think that we're about to be trash next year with these coaches. When you going to finally throw your hat in the ring?
When are you and Dable going to sit down and talk about it, Bart?
Well, he could bring in Leslie Frazier. That's somebody that he's worked with, that he's cool with.
Wait, he's not going to be at Buffalo no more?
No, he took a year off. They basically fired him, but they made it seem like he was stepping away from the game for a year.
Right.
Because Sean McDermott wanted to make the call. So, yeah, he'll probably bring Leslie, because they had success together.
It makes sense.
The defense was number one under Leslie Frazier.
That'd be a good hire. I mean, that'd be a good hire. Tess, we got to leave it there.
Amazing hire.
Tess, just stay.
Thanks, we
promise we'll reach out once we get this thing worked out. But it's not an easy thing to do, but we are going to work it out.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. All the best. But, yeah, you know, she makes a good point, though. How come, what is the process in hiring a defensive coordinator? Do you have to wait and see if some guys are getting head coaching interviews first? Are you waiting for the season to end? Does this stuff happen during Super Bowl, like the Super Bowl week, that the off week?
For teams that have coaches playing right now, I think you have to wait to after the Super Bowl if they're playing to if it's not an upgrade.
Yeah, so if the Bills are playing and Leslie Frazier technically is still with the Bills, so I guess you kind of let that process end before you reach out to him and talk to him, I'm guessing?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
At least officially.
Ask permission. They might even want a draft pick or something like that.
Can you imagine?
Late fourth or something
like that.
You
say no, just go ahead and fire him. Like, go ahead, bring him back then if that's what you're going to do.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm sure they'll want that to end because they don't want it to get out that they really fired him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, 800-919-3776. We'll continue, of course, with your calls. Do want to tell you Sebastian Maniscalco is coming to Madison Square Garden on Friday, September 20th. And Saturday, September 21st, ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app that you probably have on your phone already. And if you don't, what are you doing? Just go get it. It's easy. And all you have to do then is just scroll down to contest and submit your entry. It is brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. So again, you know, on the playoffs, what we're seeing right now with the divisional round matchups, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The Knicks, speaking of good, bad, and ugly from last night, but they do get a win, and that's yet another win now. Is it eight out of ten with after the trade of OG Anunoby? Alex Monaco will join us later on in the show. We'll get you some lunch money going on the picks for this weekend. So it's lots to do. Stay with us. It is Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Football Friday. We'll get into all the football matchups and everything else. Divisional round. We'll get to the betting part of it as well, because some interesting games and interesting lines to talk about. Lunch money in the 2 o'clock hour. Stay tuned certainly for that. Audio files will have some heavy football influence in it as well. We will talk some Knicks with you off last night's game and an increasingly concerning weakness for a team that has been doing a lot of winning, but yet a weakness that is being exposed night after night that has to be addressed. We'll discuss that. But right now, of course, you know, like, even though we can't stand it, I have to tell you.
The Superbox Bonanza!
Number five. And this year, each qualifier will take home a $25 Fanatics gift card and have a chance at one of 10 Superboxes with prizes including a big screen TV, Apple AirPods Pro, or Beats Solo headphones. So be caller number. What caller
number? What's Anthony Edwards' number?
Isn't it one?
No, it's not one.
It's not one?
Is it one?
Is it one?
Well, let's go Isaiah Thomas then. Let's go Isaiah Thomas 11. We did win 11 the other day. We went 4 the other day. It's 5.
Number's 5?
No, yeah, let's go 5.
Wait. Are you sure it's 5? Because I got a picture of him wearing number 1.
I'm looking on Basketball Reference right now. It says from 2021 to 2023, he wore the number 1. In 2024, he's wearing number 5.
Oh, he switched it to 5. Okay, so call it number 5 right now. 888-987-ESPN.
Nina Ross.
888-987-ESPN to select the box for the big game with a chance to win $500 in the first and third quarters, $1,000 at halftime, and a final score payout of $2,000. It's all brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey and Security Dodge.
Come get some.
Oh, yeah, baby. 800-919-3776. Habib is in Brooklyn. Habib.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What up?
Thanks for taking a call. Big fan of you guys.
Appreciate you.
Big Jets fan. Greatest memory. Can't wait. Hopefully some better ones come around. But I'm
who knew we just keep waiting? That's the problem, right? Can't wait. We're still waiting, man.
you ain't lying. The Cowboys. I was talking about McCarthy not being fired. I think one, obviously Jerry Jones is, you know, loves the spotlight, narcissistic, got to be all on him. But I'm thinking next year, if they wet the bed again, I think Jerry Jones might finally give in, and he might be having a big, you know, master plan in the back of his mind, thinking Coach Prime in college, you know, next year his kids are going to be, after next season, are going to be in the NFL draft. What if he goes, you know, for the big grand slam, go gets Prime and drafts baby Prime with him, Shador, and you know, because Dak is a front runner, and paying him $60 million is outrageous.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody –
that's why they trade for Trey Lance for a reason. Trey Lance ain't there, so they can develop him as a high-skill
Lance
backup.
Lance is not that guy, though. Lance ain't that guy.
But wait, Bart, what do you think of Habib's – like, I'm not going to even call this like a conspiracy
theory. No, it's not. I've thought about this, too. I never thought of this, Habib.
This is actually interesting to me.
No, I've thought about it because Deion is an old-school coach, too, so he's about physicality, running the ball, and defense. He's not one of these – because he's prime time. He's not one of these new-school, like, I care about your feeling stuff. If anybody has seen Prime and some of the things he say, like he all about like accountability and living up to a standard. You know what I mean? So I'm not mad at that, Habib. I have thought about that too, because
and
I think
there,
Prime,
right? Like it's like
yeah, he won a Super Bowl there.
Connection, right? He's got all that stuff.
He played with the Cowboys.
Michael Irvin be the receivers coach.
Bring
the band back.
I mean, he wouldn't mind. He probably wouldn't mind that either. But, I mean, as long as they're Cowboys, I don't think he would mind sharing the spotlight with guys like that, being that they've been part of the organization, you know?
I mean, that's one that if that's what they're sitting on, that's an interesting one, Habib. That's an interesting one because if you're Prime, you're at Colorado, right? You're not going anywhere else.
Yeah,
right? Alabama wasn't going to be a realistic thing. He's there, established himself a little bit more.
And his
but
kid
we
be
all
gone.
Can see that the – right, his kids will be out. But we all can see, too, that the college game and coaching is just – it's a
– in Florida State, it's a grind. Like, you know, he brought like 50 coaches in. He brought like 50 players from the transfer portal last year. I think he brought in 70 and only 10 people that was on the original team stayed.
Yeah.
So, like, you look at – you know, I can see – well, Florida State went undefeated. So, that job isn't open. I know that's a dream job for him, being from Florida. We're going back to his alma mater.
Yeah.
They should have – shame on them for not giving him a chance to begin with. But, you know, that's not an option. So, Dallas is the best natural fit.
And where, people think
eventually he's going to move into the – and he has a house. His house is in Dallas, too. But the thing is, his house is already in Dallas.
Oh, that's right. Well, he had that Prime Academy back in the day.
Yeah, but – and he has his big house. He just sold the big house. He had the largest house in Texas. And then he just moved into a new one, like, this year, like 2 years ago.
How do you – when you live in a house that big, there's got to be rooms that you might have gone in once.
Yeah, he had a Segway. He had a Segway, and he had a lake where he had all his fish where he was fishing. People came. Remember he had a show. Remember he had a show on ESPN where they came, and that was his lake.
Yeah. But I'm talking about just a house.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is so big
that
you might only go to – like there's rooms that you probably only went into once.
Yeah.
Or maybe even like I'd never have to go here. Like seriously, it's that big. That'd be a little weird. Does it really feel like a home? When you're in a house, like you have a huge house.
Yeah.
But you have like cozy rooms that
I have rooms I haven't been in like years.
Years?
Because I have two movie theaters. And I don't go to the other movie theater. I don't go into the wine cellar.
Why don't you go to the other movie theater?
I go to Man Cave sometimes.
Do you ever think of like renting out the movie theater to somebody that wants to like have like a party, you know, like the kids party, we're going to watch a movie and they're like, hey, you can just use this.
I mean, I got the external garage with the indoor basketball.
I know about that. It's the one you never invited me to.
Yeah.
You know,
They'll get you back.
Mm-hmm. Dave in East Meadow. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
So I'm beginning to think that the Knicks are not going to go top shelf shopping in the offseason. Yeah. So I've called you about DeJounte Murray a lot. Yep. I'm beginning to think Mitchell is a pipe dream. Yep. There was an article today on Bleacher Reported at four trade targets. I want to know your thoughts on them, Alan. And then I got one NBA draft question for you.
Okay.
So the four guys that they mentioned were Jordan Clarkson. Uh-huh. I looked; he's making like $14 million for the next couple of years.
Right.
You had actually brought up the other day Malcolm Brogdon. He's at like 24 for another year after
another year.
Bruce Brown. Bruce Brown up in that piece.
Okay. Who else?
I like him, but again, after watching Brunson do a insane effort last night, we can't burn him out like that. Like last night, Bart, you said the other day. You said that maybe that it's good that they're struggling looking at what they have at the backup point guard now before the trade deadline.
Yes.
You said that the other day.
Yeah.
So the other guy they said was Terry Rozier, who I like a little bit better than that. Terry.
Yeah.
He's at like 23, 24 for three more years.
Right.
And then the other guy, which I wanted to throw up in my mouth, it was Alec Burks. But I think of him and Nerlens Noel.
That's the memory.
And Bullock, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I want to know your thoughts. After I hang up, if you could let me know your thoughts on those guys. Like I said, I'm all about DeJounte and that Detroit Piston type of balanced lineup, and the money he's making is very reasonable for what's coming forward, you know. And then the other thing I wanted to point out, you actually mentioned Greg Oden before, and you were talking about the NBA draft. And you know what's funny? People always talk about, like, you know, Sam Bowie over Jordan and Oden over KD. But you know what people don't bring up, and it reminds me of the Carolina Panthers. People forget that Philadelphia not only drafted what's-his-name that's on Orlando now over
– Fultz.
Markelle Fultz. Right, Fultz. Well, they traded. Right, remember, Fultz, they traded. Right. They reversed
that's
the picks for Tatum.
Yes, that's my point. It reminds me of what the Carolina Panthers did this year with trading up
C.J. Stroud
and Bryce Young.
Exactly, and that GM's out of a job right now. So anyway, thanks for your time. If you let me know your thoughts on those guys, but no Alec Burks, please.
Oh well, I hate to break it to you, Dave. I tell you what,
he knows the system. He understands the culture. He's a guy that can be both. He can be a scorer and he can be a facilitator.
All those things.
And Tibbs, trust him.
All those things, Bart, and. You got also cost will be very, very low in comparison to some of
Bruce
the other names.
Bruce Brown will be crazy, but he's a guy that can play so many different spots.
Yeah. On the other side, I'll give you a little breakdown of that. We can go over what happened last night. But one thing, though, that he did say is absolutely correct. We learned last night, while Brunson was spectacular in making sure the Knicks were not going to lose that game, that you cannot burn this guy out, and you have to play him those minutes because – what else are you going to do? You would have lost that game.
Yeah, man.
You would have lost that game. So something the Knicks are learning about themselves that they're going to have to address before the trade deadline. We'll get into that coming up. Of course, again, Football Friday stuff, 800-919-3776. You'll hear from Marcus Stroman. Stay with us, but first, Bart, tell us about Sansone.
Mm-hmm. Bart Scott here. You have to check out Sansone Auto Mall for yourself. I mean, I keep telling you guys, it's the largest auto mall in all of New Jersey. You get to choose from almost 2,000 new and pre-owned vehicles across 10 top brands, Nissan, Toyota, Kia, Jeep, Mazda, Hyundai, and more. Sansone works with you to fit within your budget. Credit issues, not a problem. Sansone does it all to get you approved. Sansone works with over 20 banks so you can get more financing options. Tell them Bart Scott sent you and they'll take an extra $1,000 off your next vehicle. Sansone Auto Mall in Route 1 in Woodbridge. Visit sansoneauto.com or call 1-800-SANSONG today.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. The Knicks starters last night carrying them to a win against the Wizards, and it was just as well because not a lot of production out of the bench. Earlier this morning on DPHR and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave said the Knicks are winning, but they have no bench.
I think I saw that only one guy off the bench played more than 10 minutes.
Yeah, Grimes was the only guy.
That's
19.
We're less than 3 weeks away from the trade deadline, so hopefully sooner rather than later that will be remedied. But that needs to be fixed quickly, right?
You have to figure out this whatever you're going to do with the rotation and whatever you're going to need. Because right now this is not enough.
And listen, he might be a good 5 minute a game guy. Precious Achiuwa, no.
And that's brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.